Greetings once again, pilgrims. Walking through the Book of Esther as part of our dynamic duo daily series featuring the Book of Esther and the Book of Daniel. Today we'll be hearing the episode 7 of the Book of Esther. It's called Esther's Request to the King. And then we'll have a little devotional after that. We are broadcasting today from a remote studios on the corner of Aberdeen and 31st Street in the south side of Chicago, here at the Monastery of the Holy Cross. Silence in the city. And just returned from our 9:30 terce service with the monks, and we worship again at 12:45, I believe. Anyway, we'll figure that out. Worshiping 7 times a day with the monks of the Monastery of the Holy Cross. But that's not why you're here. We've got our other usual gaggle of monks chanting in the background, as you can hear. They're ready. We've got a pineapple cilantro candle flaring up and emitting this beautiful tart scent. And it's ready. And we've even got a cup of kava tea right here at the monastery. So amen to that. It looks like everything's ready. We're all set. You remember episode 6. Mordecai goes to Esther and urges her to inform the king about Haman's edict that all Jews in the empire must be killed. And Esther hears his plea and decides that indeed, she will go in to see the king, even if he doesn't invite her, which means she may die. And she gave Mordecai instructions, and he went back to do those, and that's where we pick it up. Episode 7 starts at the beginning of chapter 5, verse 1. And we'll go all the way through. Verse 14, the entire chapter 5 of the Book of Esther. So let us begin. 3 days later, Esther put on her royal robes and entered the inner court of the palace just across from the king's hall. The king was sitting on his royal throne facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing there in the inner court, he welcomed her, holding out the gold scepter to her. So Esther approached and touched its tip. Then the king asked her, "What do you want, Queen Esther? What is your request? I will give it to you even if it is half the kingdom." And Esther replied, "If it please Your Majesty, let the king and Haman come today to a banquet I have prepared for the king." The king turned to his attendants and said, "Tell Haman to come quickly to a banquet, as Esther has requested." So the king and Haman went to Esther's banquet. And while they were drinking wine, the king said to Esther, "Now tell me what you really want. What is your request? I will give it to you, even if it is half the kingdom." And Esther replied, "This is my request and deepest wish. If your majesty is pleased with me and wants to grant my request, please come with Haman tomorrow to the banquet I will prepare for you. Then tomorrow I will explain what this is all about." What a happy man Haman was as he left the banquet. But when he saw Mordecai sitting at the gate, not standing up or trembling nervously before him, he was furious. However, he restrained himself and went on home. Then he gathered together his friends and Zeresh, his wife, and boasted to them about his great wealth and his many children. He bragged about the honors the king had given him and how he had been promoted over all the other officials and leaders. Then Haman added, "And that's not all. Queen Esther invited only me and the king himself to the banquet she prepared for us. And she has invited me to dine with her and the king again tomorrow." Then he added, "But all this is meaningless as long as I see Mordecai the Jew just sitting there at the palace gate." So Haman's wife, Zeresh, and all his friends suggested, "Set up a gallows that stands 75 feet tall, and in the morning ask the king to hang Mordecai on it. When this is done, you can go on your merry way to the banquet with the king." This pleased Haman immensely, and he ordered the gallows set up. And that concludes episode 7 of our walk, our daily walk through the book of Esther. Now I'm going to bring you a daily devotional today, and today's selection comes from a blog site called Joni and Friends. And it's the devotional for October 14th, 2020. Scripture verse that we'll be referencing in the devotional is Psalm 27, verse 8, which says this: "My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek." Martin Luther, Charles Finney, Susanna Wesley, Jonathan Edwards, Corrie Ten Boom. Great saints these are. We can look to wonderful Christians of the past for inspiration. But who are the greatest believers of today? And for that matter, what makes them great? I like A.W. Tozer's criteria. He says, quote, "The great in the kingdom have been those who love God more than others did," unquote. He goes on to say, quote, "The one vital quality which these people have in common is spiritual receptivity. Something in them is open to heaven, something which urges them Godward. They have a spiritual awareness, and they go on to cultivate it until it becomes the biggest thing in their lives," unquote. According to Tozer, then, you don't have to be a famous evangelist, a mother of 16 children, a Bible teacher, or someone who has faced Nazi gas ovens to be great. Although, if you remain open to heaven and cultivate that spiritual awareness, God is going to place you in some powerful sphere of influence or impact. If your ambition is to have no ambition except to be pleasing to God, you are great in His kingdom. The average person senses God's nudgings, but does nothing about them. Not so you, if you're spiritually great. You are the one who develops the lifelong habit of being spiritually responsive, When you read Psalm 27, you are the one whose heart says to God, "Your face, Lord, I will seek." The Lord is looking right now for people who will love Him in more than the average way. He's looking for people whose love is more than mediocre. Listen, is the Spirit nudging you? If you sense He is leading you to a deeper level of trust and obedience, do something about it. If you feel the inward longing, take action. Be obedient to the heavenly vision, for then you will be great in His kingdom. I want you to know, Lord, that I want to know You in such a deep way that myself will be overwhelmed by You. Enable me to earnestly seek Your face. Amen. And that concludes our session today with chapter 7 of the story of the book of Esther and our daily devotional. Today from the website, Joni and Friends, her blog for today called "The People God Uses." Have a blessed middle Sabbath today. Treat it as if it was the one day you have to give to God, and you want to give everything you have to God. And in that way, indeed, you shall be blessed. Until tomorrow. Just recalled something, a reminder. Tonight is the Zoom meeting, our discussion group on our Dynamic Duo Daily. So attached to this very email is a link to that meeting. And we hope you will join us. But until tomorrow, have a blessed Middle Sabbath. And amen.